Today is Saturday, April 22nd, 2017, and we are here in Storvik's living room. I am Ruth Storvik, and I'm here with my husband, Al Storvik, and we are both the interviewers and the interviewees. Al and I both grew up in the same town. We were both born in the same hospital, a year and a half apart. Al is younger than I am. Grew up in Albert Lea, Minnesota. I lived in the city. He lived on the farm. We both graduated from high school in Albert Lea, Minnesota. My father was killed in World War II, and I actually was raised by a great auntie. I will let Al now tell you a little bit about his background, where he grew up.
I grew up on a farm south of Albert Lea, and I went to a country school, 1 through 8th grade. There were about 20 of us in the school, and after I finished 8th grade there, I moved and rode the bus into Albert Lea and went to 4 years of high school there. While I was there, I met Ruth, and we've been going together ever since. Then after I graduated from high school in 56, I joined the Air Force. I was anxious to get off the farm and go and do some adventure. I spent 4 years in the Air Force, and after being discharged, I went back to University of Minnesota at Mankato, where I had a major in industrial arts education. And it was very fun for me. Then I taught school in Mountain Lake, Minnesota, which is about 50 miles south of Mankato, and I taught there for 5 years.
That was Al speaking. Now, this is Ruth. I went to school in Albert Lea, and then I went to the University of Minnesota, and where I graduated with as a certified laboratory assistant, worked at the hospital in Albert Lea until we were married in 1957 and moved to Florida. This is when Al was in the Air Force. Back to high school, we met in high school, and like he said, the rest is history. He taught 5 years in Mountain Lake, Minnesota, and by the end of that 5 years, we had 3 children. But at the end of his 4th year of teaching, he said, "You know, I'd really like to go to Alaska someday." And we discussed it, and he decided to look into getting a job in Alaska. We had good friends that advised that we not go to Anchorage or Fairbanks, but that we go a little farther out and learn more about Alaska before we moved into one of the bigger cities. So that's what we did. And Al contemplated 2 positions in Alaska. One on Unalaska, Dutch Harbor, and the other at Nome, Alaska. When he talked to them, we found out that Nome had a hospital and doctors, and because we had 3 young children, I decided that we should go to Nome. It seemed safer to me. So in that last year of his teaching in Minnesota, we got all ready to go to Alaska, had an auction and drove up the highway to Anchorage, sold the truck that we'd moved up in, and moved on to Nome, Alaska. A wonderful experience. At that time, our oldest son, Chuck, was 11, our middle son, Skip, was 3, and our daughter, Libby, was 7 months. Loved every minute of our time in Nome. I was, of course, a stay-at-home mom, and Al had wonderful experiences as a teacher, opened the school shops in the evening so that the locals could come and use the equipment and repair their things. So the next question for you, Al, is tell us what led to your career.
Well, I did. I enjoyed high school shop when I was going to high school, and I was pretty good at mechanical things, growing up on a farm and so on. And I enjoyed teaching shop, and when I was in Nome, I would open a shop, and we'd all, the parents and everything, could come to shop, and those were 3 nights a week. And we'd do all sorts of fun things, and they taught me how to build a dog sled, and I built that. And our son enjoyed Nome a real lot. He was able to go hunting and fishing and catching crab, and we loved eating the crab. He'd bring them home, and it was a wonderful experience for the whole family. And also while I was in Nome, I met a flight instructor, and I was very, very, very excited about learning how to fly. And so I got my private license when I was in Nome. Then we moved to Fairbanks, and I started teaching school at Eielson Air Force Base. And I also was able to, in the summertime, pursue my flying career. So I finished, I pursued it and got my commercial license and my instructor rating, and then I went, then I continued on my flight instructor rating. And it just went from good to better. Anyway, flying has been a wonderful career for me too. And
while in Fairbanks, this is Ruth speaking, while in Fairbanks, while the children were still young, we moved here after 3 years in Nome. After they were all in school, I did do a little full-time work in the laboratory at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. I would say that one important thing in our histories here in Fairbanks is our time at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, where I was organist for years. When Al retired from teaching, he went into full-time flight instructing and was a flight instructor for the Air Force out at Eielson Air Force Base. I think my fondest memory is just getting ready to move to Alaska, being able to live the privileged life of somebody privileged enough to live in Alaska, the camping that we did, the experiences in Nome. And now, after downsizing, we're at Raven Landing, and that's been a real plus for both of us. That was something that Al got into when the first building started up. He was over here looking into things, and one thing led to another, and he talked to Karen Parr, came home and said, I think this is up for us. We should get on the list. And so we were one of the first ones into building two. And I can't think of any better place than to live out these later years. And one of the questions on here is, what was my favorite age and why? And somehow or another, I like the age that I am right now. I'm very grateful that Al and I are both able to enjoy the things that we've done together and enjoy good health. And I'll let Al sign off with that about how you came to be at Raven Landing. It was fun for me to get in here to building two and see how involved Al was in watching the building of the, next came the building three and the community center. Anyway, I'm going to turn this back over to Al. Last questions.
Well, another thing that was very big plus for us living in Alaska was all the camping that we did. We had some type of motorhome. Most of the time we were in Fairbanks. And we would go camping everywhere. The kids loved camping. And another thing I was very involved in Alaska was not only was I flying and teaching, I belonged to Civil Air Patrol. And I did a lot of flying for Civil Air Patrol. I did a lot of flying for the church. And it's just been wonderful. And as far as
gliding.
And we went to Hawaii 1 year and I got my glider rating. And I went back another year and got my commercial rating and the glider. And then went back again and got my flight instructor, and I did some commercial glider flying in Hawaii. Anyway, then after the kids all left, did something, and we were looking at all the stuff that we had accumulated, and we moved into a condominium and downsized from a big four-bedroom house to a two-bedroom condominium. And then as time went on, this Raven Landing became a reality, and decided it's getting rid of stuff is so great, such a wonderful feeling. And we moved into Raven Landing, and it's been a wonderful experience. And we just love it so much, and we're here to stay. Thank you.
Okay, signing off for Storvix.